Orly Yud Ches Teves, Thursday night. Yes, Yud Ches Teves. Chovas Holdovas here. And we gotta start learning, because if we start talking, then we never get around to the learning. And we're up to Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're up to, he gives 30 things to think about, and the first four are thinking about things which inspire you to feel gratitude to Hashem, and we're up to number four. Number one was your being, number two was your guf, number three was your seichel. And each one he was myrich on. You could be myrich a lot on each one. Boifan or revi'i, we're on page Resh Mem, the last paragraph. Cheshbono imnafsho, thinking about al otzem, because that's how the Chavis Halovitz uses the words cheshbon hanefesh, to reflect and to think about things. Cheshbono imnafsho al otzem tovus Hashem olav, the Chesed Hashem, Beheiro also, by making him inspired or making him realize, Al Mashabo Chayov, Bishnei Ha'olamos, something that is, that we live with, Bishnei Ha'olamos, meaning Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, it's a way to live life in this world. And it does create the perfect society, even though that's not all it is, of course, it's Ruchnius. But you would imagine that Hashem's Ruchnius, Hashem saying this is the way to live, you would expect it to create the perfect society, although it's almost a bizoyan HaTorah to say that that's what it was created for. It's much more, it's much beyond that, but it makes sense that it does, right? It makes sense that it creates the perfect society in terms of Chesh HaMishpat and Eben HaEzer, and some things look strange to the Western eye, like you could have two wives, or you could divorce your wife against her will, so that looks a little strange. In Chesh HaMishpat we have when they have Bal Avimo, you have a few things that like a little weird. Like the din of Bal Avimo was one of someone else told me something that's also weird, a shtickle. I don't remember now what.
I don't think it would be weird that someone can divorce his wife against her will. I think it's weird that, to the Western eye, they would think it's weird that she can't also.
Okay. So my understanding of it, because she's the helpless one. So she's worse off being in a marriage where she's not loved. So she's better off being divorced. Mm-hmm. And the husband is not like that. So maybe, you know. She needs, you know, she's, you know, she's at his mercy almost. It's like she's better off getting divorced. And in the Torah's world, you remember, there's a danger, because you can always just take a second wife. Mm-hmm. And then she's really messed up, because he could
ignore her.
So she's better off getting divorced, even if she doesn't want to, because he could just take a second wife. Mm-hmm. And they came together, the two takonas. It's very interesting. See, the takona not to take two wives came together with the takona that you can't divorce a wife against her will. Mm-hmm.
Really,
there's no link. In halacha, there's no link between the two.
It doesn't really solve what I said, though, which is why then can't she just divorce him against his will? Whereas if it's better for her, so let her do it. You don't have insight. It's hoping.
Why? Because she thinks she can make it on her own, and she can't.
Could be.
Anyway, this... but. It creates a perfect society. I don't know if you're mechuyev to believe it. You're not going to be. I'm not going to call you an apikoros if you don't believe that. If you say that it creates a, I don't know what if I call it apikoros. I wouldn't know what to call it. But if you say it creates a society of inequality, let's say an unjust society, I don't know if I'd call you an apikoros, but I'd say there's something very wrong with you. It's not possible that that's true. I don't know if the word apikoros applies.
there's a difference between inequality and unjust. Inequality.
Because inequality is not necessarily unjust. Right. That's why I changed to unjust. Because in reality, there's no equality. One person could be a very good athlete, mm-hmm. and the other person could be a very not good athlete. And so that's unequal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he has for the two alumnus, he has Torah, Nala, the Sefer, MS, Amaser, Mimenu, Simono, takes away your blindness. Because the person is full of negius, and the Torah teaches you how to think objectively. And we have to thank Hashem for the Torah. Hashem bochar banu mikol amim, and us alone is Torah. So we're not talking about Hashem. He rather does not count Hashem bochar banu mikol amim here. Oh, maybe he does. Maybe that's number five. But he told him us alone is Torah. So you have to say, "Wow, Hashem gave me a Torah." Which takes away blindness, teaches you how to think about things, teaches you values. The sholel sichluso, umeyir einav, it makes you perceive reality the way it's supposed to be perceived. Umekarva l'ratzon Hashem, it does all this. First of all, it stam works. It works to take away your negias and teaches you how to think about things and teaches you values. It brings you closer to Hashem. Because it tells you, it informs you what Hashem wants. It's not clear you'd be able to figure it out on your own. Avraham Avinu was able to figure it out on his own, what Hashem wants. But your average person would not be able to figure out, let's say that Hashem wants you to rest on Shabbos, because that'll have you remember that He created the world, and you'll remember Him as the Creator. I don't know if we sat for 100 years, 200 years. I don't know if we'd come up with that. So it tells you the Ratzon Hashem, Umodia Amitos Boro. The Torah reveals to you. This maybe we're closer to saying, well, maybe you can figure it out on your own too. Avraham Avinu did, but then someone else would say, yeah, but Avraham Avinu also figured out Kala Torah Kula. So, but it's interesting that he says the Torah reveals to you Amitus Boro. I'm not sure what that means, because you have to presuppose that there's an Eibishter who gave us the Torah, or else what's the Torah? Why should I believe the Torah? Okay, V'chol Vosom Lo, it spells out our obligations to Hashem. Even though according to the Chayvus Halvavos, the very fact that we're obligated to Hashem is pure logic, Hakaras HaTov. The system that Hashem made, that we're mechuyev to listen to Him, is as a response to all that He does for us. That's what He proves in Shara Avodas Elokim. That's His yesod in Shara Avodas Elokim. That our Avodas Hashem is a response to the gratitude, it's a result of, and a response to, if that's the right word, the gratitude that we have to feel to Hashem for numbers 1, 2, and 3. So then we have 4, but here he just says it details what our obligations are. Asher bohem yiye oshro sholem b'shnei ha'olamos, you'll have a good life in olam hazeh, and certainly olam haba. So you have to think about having the Torah and being grateful to Hashem for it. Asher bohem yiye oshro sholem b'shnei ha'olamos kamro toras Hashem tmimo v'chulu yikudi Hashem yisorim b'sam chilev. Like, we read these psukim, and we'll probably fly through it because we came to shul a quarter after 8 and they're about to start Shochinad. So we fly through it, and maybe we know that it reflects Zroa Moyad Noshim Nazik and Kachim Tyrus, right? No? Tyrus Hashem Tzmiyum Nesav Znafish, I'm not sure which that is. Pikudei Hashem, I'm not sure which is which. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilei, Mitzvah Hashem Borim Minas Inayim Es Taharos. Torah Meslad, Mishpatei Hashem Emetzot Ku Yachtov is Nazikin. You can match it up, if the Gemara matches it up. So, but if, without that matchup, but Stamazai, if you see the Pesukim, If I had to say the qualities of Torah, I would go to those psukim that we fly through on Shabbos. But you say, wait a second, this is a very detailed list. What does Torah do for me? So you say, Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nofesh Machkimas. Torah Hashem Tamima Mishivas Nofesh Eidus Hashem Namona Machkimas Pesi Pikudi Hashem Yishorim Samche Lev Mitzvah Hashem Bora Mira Seinoyim. Like, look what it does for me. It breaks it up into six sentences that sums up, like, it makes me happy and it makes me complete and it's miyasher my seichel. That's what Torah does. B'kudei Hashem Mishorim Misam Chelev. So I have to appreciate each aspect of Torah. The Yale Alibo, and again, he does this trick. Imagine. That's what he does with the other ones too. He gives Mishalim to make it real. He says, imagine a doctor cured you of your blindness. That was by number two. Right? By number one, he said, imagine you were thrown into the street and someone picked you up and found you and raised you and gave you everything and put you through college and built you a house and found you a shidduch. That's what he does in number one. Number two, he says, imagine you don't know, you can't, imagine you can't see and someone came and cured you of your blindness. You'd go crazy, you wouldn't know what to do. Okay. So he does the same thing here. V'yala libo, he should imagine. Ilu neder lozeh, achashi yodas ma'aloso. Here's very interesting. He says, because without Torah, like, you don't even know you're missing Torah. But if you have Torah, then you realize you lost it, you forgot it, you don't have it anymore. You don't. So he said, you wish you had it again. But it's Dami Lo'odim, and he found the person, Shiani Keulo, that's going to gift him with Torah. Like, you lost, and you realize that you're missing something major. Maybe the person gets, just imagine you got sick and you forgot you're learning, but you know there's something called Torah out there. And the person would come teach it to you. So how thankful would you be? Like you were in this dark world, you don't know where to move, you don't know where to turn, you don't know what to do, you don't know right from wrong, you don't know what's correct behavior, incorrect behavior, what's tzidkus and what's rishus, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, what's disgusted, what's considered proper behavior, what's considered inappropriate behavior. And a guy comes and teaches it to you. Do you imagine you would have enough energy and yecholes lahodos lo to thank him? Bekoshkin habori yisale hameir also, who wakes him up, or who inspires him. Bahamaniklo tvunoso, gives you seichel, the ozerlo, and teaches you Torah. Hari lepochos tiyachovos todusenu lo, at the very least, we would be compelled to thank him. Shinamayer lekabul olenu Torah. So in the Chavis Halovis' world, that's how we say thank you. For giving us the Torah, we follow it, and we adhere to it, and we keep it, and we're moser nefesh for it, and we show it's important to us, it's choshev to us, etc. V'lochush l'kabel mitzvoso v'azharosov, k'mamra chosid, chashdi v'loy hismamoti, I ran, I hurried, and I didn't delay l'shmor mitzvosecha, because this is my way of saying thank you. Thank you for everything, but especially thank you for the Torah itself. Thank you for revealing to mankind what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we'd be like lost. Or would we be expected to be like Avraham Avinu and figure everything out on our own? I don't know. Ma'ahati Torah Secha, v'amar manim l'tzu l'chiki imra secha. Let's see what this is. Use this cipher now just to see what this last pasuk adds. I'm not 100% sure what it means. I gotta call up this guy and ask him if he went forever. Tremendous cipher, huh? Here we are. Chesh ben Horavi'i. Manimnitzu lechiki imrasecha medvash lefi. So it's sweet. Nimlitzu, Rashi says, Nimlitzu is sweet. Chiki is my chech, my taste, my throat, I think throat. Midvash, it's sweeter than honey. Ma'amurecha lechech shali asher reimei lefi. Yoysum mi'arevus ha'dvash. So what is this telling me, this pasuk? So he says the pasuk's telling me to learn. Zrizus b'liman haTorah. Zrizus b'liman haTorah, because it's sweet, it's kishmak, it's enlightening. He says, if you look at the psukim, you're very be'ian safe for this. The first pasuk, Chashli V'lo Yisramati, says, I'm a zoris, I rush. He used the word unumaher, l'kabel mitzvosav azarasa. So, and he brings out from the Orcha Sadikim, when you rush to do something, it's a sign that you love it. That's why he says, Mo'ahavti Torah Secha. Shaykh to the pasuk manimul to the chiki imrasecha ki lefi shem mosku v'orev of all of haTorah midvash lefi, so the totsa will be that he'll be a zaris, that he'll do bezrizos and mehirus. In other words, this last pasuk will result in the earlier two pasukim, and he'll do things with zrizos and with the hava. Of course, the Torah is so gishmak. Okay.